Oasis Audio presents The Unveiled Wife by Jennifer Smith, read for you by the author. To all the people who played a part in God's restoration plan for our marriage, thank you for allowing God to use you. Thank you for your love and encouragement. Thank you for your transparency. Thank you for crying with us and laughing with us. We love you. Forward. I meet many women facing a crossroads in marriage. Often they don't know where to turn to for help. They have read the books, commiserated with friends, and maybe even reached out to a counselor, only to continue to struggle with disappointment. Often these women have lost all hope that things will ever change. After failed attempts at problem solving, many simply choose to give up. My husband and I are incompatible. We made a mistake and never should have gotten married. He's a wonderful man, but I just don't love him anymore. If only I had known this about him, I never would have married him. The world is happy to proclaim such women and their husbands mismatched. Devoid of hope, these women begin to consider their options, a lifetime sentence in a lifeless marriage or divorce. Jennifer Smith and her husband Aaron could easily have become one more Christian couple who loved the Lord but just couldn't make their marriage work. Instead, they found hope at the crossroads of despair. Without a shred of confidence that they could fix their marriage, they threw themselves on the mercy of God, reaffirming a commitment of till death do us part. Theirs is a love story worthy of Nicholas Sparks, and it happens to be true. While the specific details of your marriage may differ from Jennifer's, the struggles are likely similar. Fading hope for a love that seems irrevocably damaged by sin, selfish choices, and the brokenness of our world. Unfortunately, many wives are giving up on difficult marriages or escaping into fantasy with books like 50 Shades of Grey. Jennifer shares with you how she was tempted to do both. However, the unconditional love of her Savior and her husband invited her to pursue honesty and healing. Even if they come from strong Christian